Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Disclaimer. The following program may have words or content that may trigger fear, panic, or anxiety, especially to the younger audience. Do not proceed if necessary. These are the stories that made it into our collective mind. Tales that were first heard of from far-flung places in hushed whispers of the night. We dive deep into the mysteries and wonders that merge into the culture, history, and awareness of us Filipinos. Our campsite is a safe space and remains open to everyone who wants to listen and rest or just to escape momentarily away from your realities. I am the humble campmaster, and this is the Philippine Campfire Stories. The Philippines is made up of 7,641 islands divided into larger islands that we call Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. We also have several big island masses like Negros and Samar. But have you ever heard of an island called San Juan? This is not the city in Manila or even that town in Batangas. The San Juan I'm referring to appeared on the maps of the Philippines in the 16th century, and it is positioned in the northeast part near Mindanao. If you search the internet for the words Lost Island of St. John or Atlantis of the Philippines, ancient maps will appear that will prove that it was recorded by a multitude of cartographers during the time of the conquerors. But where exactly is the island of San Juan now? Where are its residents? And most of all, why did the mysterious island disappear in our maps? In order to shed light on this mystery, we must travel back to the year 1537. The conquerors began to arrive in the Philippines with the desire to get ingredients or spices that they would eventually sell out in Europe. One way to gain an advantage over the other conquering countries was to make a map during their conquest. Maps were a closely guarded secret at the time, and countries were known to send their spies to steal copies of maps from each other. One must also understand the process of making maps in the 16th and 18th centuries. Images were etched onto copper plates, which is not an easy thing to do. These plates were used to make numerous print runs of the maps. At the same time, more precise information and physical features came quickly. As voyagers returned to Europe from their travels, they updated the geographic knowledge of the area. To do correction on the plates was tedious, time-consuming, but most of all, expensive. So even if there were mistakes that they knew about, some cartographers and printmakers didn't correct them until the error was so blatant to warrant a new plate being made. A cartographer from Portugal named Gaspar Viegas made a Portland chart, or a map of the vessels of the sailing ships. Viegas' Portland chart shows an island called San Joa in the northeast of Mindanao, then called Mindana. This is where San Joa began to line up in the Philippines, although there was always underestimation between the distances in the east and the west in the Western Pacific during those times. This incident was further confirmed by Abraham Ortelius in the year 1570 in his own map called Asiae Nova Descriptio. On this map, Ortelius described the island to be in the same location near Mindanao, but it already have two islets and he called it Ilhas de San Johan, which he derived from the Portuguese. After 5 years, the magical island returned to the limelight, but now is seen as a single island instead of two on a new map of a Spaniard named Juan Lopez de Velasco. This invisible island has continued to appear on new maps in the duration of 2 centuries. The mystery only ceased in 1734. But my other question remains unanswered. Why did the island emerge in the first place? And why is it so close to the Philippines if it's nowhere to be found? The answer could be found from the remaining comrades of the conqueror Ferdinand Magellan, who attempted to sail eastward across the Pacific Ocean towards America. As they sailed the ocean, they saw the Carolinas Island, which they named San Juan. There is another note from a pilot from Genoa saying that their ship turned northeast back when they were traveling. Here, they saw 2 smaller islands called San Juan. Because they could not get the right wind to sail to America, Captain Gonzalez Gomez de Espinosa of the ship ordered them to cross the Moluccas or the Island of Spice. Unfortunately, Captain Espinosa's group was met by 300 Portuguese soldiers and held captive for many years.
What do you get when you combine ghosts, a haunted house, deadly nightmares, and a Pinoy psycho with true crime? You get another killer season of The Last 24 Hours. This June, listen to 5 new stories of true crime in 12 episodes that will shock and scare. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast fix.
In 1525, Captain Espinosa sent a letter to then King of Spain stating that all the equipment of their voyage had been taken away by the Portuguese. This is why the discoveries of the Spanish sailors, including the island of San Juan, were seen on the maps of the Portuguese cartographers at that time. But which of the Caroline Islands do they call San Juan? Let's go back to the route taken by Captain Espinosa's ship. There are 2 possible San Juans, the Sonsorol Islands and the Palau. If the basis is the location and the number of the islands, as the pilot from Genoa said, Sonsorol is the possible real island of San Juan. One might wonder, why is the island of San Juan depicted to be so close to the Philippines? Cartographers in the 16th century may have tried to correct the mistakes of earlier world map makers, such as the mistake made by Italian cartographer Giacomo Gastaldi in 1561. Gastaldi connected Samar to the islands of San Lazaro, now better known as the Marianas Islands. Another reason why the island of San Juan is attached to the Philippines is because its true name, San Joa, resonates with a real island near Mindanao, which we call Siargao Island. The early map makers thought that San Joa and Siargao are one and the same. Somebody tried to correct these errors and was published in a history book entitled Historia General de los Hechos de los Castellanos en las Islas y Tierra Firme del Mar Oceano. It was written by the Spanish historian Antonio de Herrera y Tordesillas in Madrid in year 1601. The wrong map imprint was further shared when the history book of Tordesillas was reprinted in Amsterdam in 1622. The board game of an Italian cartographer Antonio Lucchini in 1665 seems to be a stroke of luck in terms of getting it right. The game has small tiny squares where players bet until they reach Venice, where the game ends. In a square where the Philippine representation is drawn, the island in the northeastern corner of Mindanao is correctly named Sancio or Siargao and not San Juan. But as it is only a board game, it was not recognized as the correct map for the mysterious island. In 1734, a Spanish Jesuit, Murillo Velarde, with the help of two Filipinos, the publisher Nicolas de la Cruz Bagay and the illustrator Francisco Suarez, released a map that will be known as the Murillo Velarde map, but it is now being rallied to be identified as the Murillo Bagay map. The Murillo Bagay map is considered the first and correct map of the Philippines and does not include our magical island of San Juan. All the years of cartographical mistakes were finally corrected. The false name of San Juan will still appear on our maps in the work of the 17th century cartographers, though. In 1777, in fact, cartographer Christopher Middleton published a detailed description of the islanders of San Juan. In this picture, you can see a group of people surrounded by lush trees and plants. But the Murillo Bagay map will remain and be recognized as the mother of Philippine maps to this day. The Murillo Bagay map contains about 50 copies, one of which will eventually find its way to the National Museum of the Philippines, where it is currently displayed. Although the reason behind the story of San Juan Island may not truly be mysterious, we can see the rich history that the Philippines has gone through. Even if it is in the hands of the conquerors of previous centuries, it will remain part of the colorful and often playful mind of the Filipinos. You just heard a Philippine Camper Stories. I hope that listening here has helped you even for a moment to relax and break away from the harsh problems outside of our campsite. Before we end, I would like to thank all of those who have been supporting this podcast. You can listen to the past episodes for free on all major podcast platforms. Before we end, I would like to invite you to support the Philippine Camper Stories on our Patreon page. Just go to www.patreon.com/campfirestoriesph. The support you provide will help us continue our podcast, and it will be a way for more people to hear our stories. You can also follow and like our social media accounts on Twitter at campfirestoryph and on Facebook page Philippine Campfire Stories. You can also check our Instagram account at campfirestoriesph. Every other week, I take the listeners inside San Telmo Society, wherein storytellers recount their strange experiences. You can submit your own story via email, campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Philippine Campfire Stories is a proud member of the Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. If you're a podcaster like me and wish to monetize your podcast, join Podmetrics by logging into podmetrics.co and use our referral code Philippine Campfire Stories. With Podmetrics, you can join marketing campaigns and brand affiliations and hopefully help you earn through your podcast. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.